Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special class for Rabbi Morasi. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Tanios, in Perakei Halacha Hei, writes that if one of these four fasts, Shecholios B'Shabbos, falls out on Shabbos, Dochen Oso La'achar HaShabbos, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. If it falls out on Shabbos, we fast. The other Tzomos, we don't fast. The Abu Dirham famously in Hilchos Tainis writes that the four Tzomos, when they fall on Shabbos, are pushed off, except for Asara B'Teves. If Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, they wouldn't be able to push it off to a different day. Why? Mipnei Shenamar Bo Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, like Yom Kippur. So that's the famous Shitas Abu Dirham, that even though Asara B'Teves is one of the small four, is one of the small fasts, Kiviyachol, it's not Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. Because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, just like Yom Kippur, the Beis Yosef, it's in Tav Kuf Nun, writes on this, V'lo yadati minayin lo zeh, how does he know this? The Brisker Rav explains, the Abu Jaham, that the other Tzomos, B'divrei Kabbalah, says, Tzom Rvi, Tzom HaChemishi, Tzom HaShvi. So Midivrei Kabbalah, they don't have a special set day. It just says fast in the fourth month. So what's the fourth month? Tammuz. So Shavua Asar Tammuz is wherever it falls out of the month. They have to fast in Tammuz. Tzom HaChemishi of Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi. Tzom Gedalia. So there it says the month. So Midivrei Kabbalah, they don't have a Yom Kavua. They just have a Chodesh. But what day of the month that people can choose when they fast? So since Midivrei Kabbalah, they don't have a Yom Kavua, they're not Doche Shabbos. Hashem came by Asara B'Teves, that it says in the Pasuk Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So it turns out Midivrei Kabbalah does have a Yom Kavua, that you have to fast on Asara B'Teves. And therefore, Shabri Doche Shabbos is Doche Shabbos. And therefore, when Abu Dirham says, like Yom Kippur, it means it's just like Yom Kippur has a set day, so to Asara B'Teves is a set day. And with this, we can understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that they made the third of Tishrei into a Yontif. And then the Gemara says, that it's talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And that's when they made it into a Yontif. So the Chorah, we have to understand, because they were Mevatel writing Shem Shemayim and Shtaris. So they made Gimel Tishrei into a Yom Tov Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. So what's the Havamin of the Gemara that we're talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim? What's the Havamina that we're talking about Bizman Shein Bez HaMikdash Kayim? Gemara says that we're talking about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, but in the Havamina we thought it was talking about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. What's Bechal the Havamina? How could it be? It's a Yom Tzom. How do they make a Yom Tzom into a Yom Tif? Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So Tzom Gedalia is not a Tzom, but Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Tzom Gedalia is a Tzom. So how could the Gemara Bechal entertain the notion that we have to be Mechadish? No. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. How would you think it's Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim? Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, it's a Tzom. So how would you think you can make it turn a Tzom into a Yontif? Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. And there's no Beis HaMikdash. So based on what we said, says the Brisker Rav, that B'chol HaTaniyos there's no Yom Kavu HaLesanu spell. So they could have made Yom Gimel Tishrei into a Yontif. The Midivrei Kabbalah Tzom Gedalia was only made in Tishrei. They could fast on a different day. So therefore there's no problem making Gimel Tishrei into a Yontif and make Tzom Gedalia on a different day. Rabbi Yochanan in Taina says, Daf Chof Tehasi Le'isi Sham Kabativ Basiri. If I were there, I would have been Kovei the fast on the 10th. You have to understand. Chibadidei Talui. It's Talui in him. When to be Kovei the fast. Hello Midivrei Kabbalah Sanas Bichi. Midivrei Kabbalah, we have to fast on the 9th. Ma Pitom Tisha B'Av. Mapitomi would have made it up by Asiri. Tosfos Megillat Av Hamad Beis writes that the Rebbe wanted to be Oiker Tisha B'Av Hainu L'Kavu by Asiri. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was there, I would have been kaveh by Siri. How could he operate Tisha B'Av to a different day? So it must be Shemidibre Kabbalah Kvau Rak B'Chodesh Av. Midibre Kabbalah, it's only in the month of Av. And Memeila, if you don't make it on the 9th, you make it on the 10th. Seder Gamur. The rabbis made it on the 9th, and Rabbi Yochanan says, if I were there, I wouldn't have said the 9th, I would have said the 10th. So in the acre of the Beis HaMikdash was Nisraf. So he's not being oiker what the Navi said, he's being oiker Kvias Beis Din. That you can ding with, but you can't ding with the Navi. Ad kan divrei harav mibrisk. Vine, Rambam beperakei Melachos Taniyos says that yesh yamim shekol Yisrael misanim b'hem b'nei atzeres shirubim ve'elu yom shlishi b'tishrei etc. Asiri b'tevishu samach melech babel Nebuchadnezzar arosha al Yerushalayim ve'viya b'matzor b'matzok v'yudzayin b'tamuz etc. v'vukar Yerushalayim b'chubin sheni. The Rambam says that there are days that the Jewish people fast because of the tzaris. One of them is the third of Tishrei, one of them is the Sarah b'teves, that the king of Babylonia Nebuchadnezzar, He made a matzor al Yerushalayim. He put Yerushalayim in. He besieged Yerushalayim. 17th of Tammuz, the walls were breached, etc. So Lecha Mishle writes that even though the tainus of the pasuk of Tzom Haravi, which is Tammuz, right, Nisan Yosef and Tammuz, even though the tainus of Tammuz, lo have ela betes. Because Hufkayir Betez. So really, it's on the 9th of Tammuz. Not on the 17th of Tammuz. On the 9th of Tammuz. Nevertheless, we make it on the 17th of Tammuz. Because Churban Bayis Sheni is more Chamor. And there, the Bekiyah Seir was on the 17th of Tammuz. First Bekiyah Seir, Bayis Rishon, is Tess. But by Sheni is Chamor, and Memela, Churban by Sheni is Chamor lan, it's worse for us, maybe because it's been a longer galus. And there, Hufka ear be Yitzayin. And there, the ear was broken in on the 17th. And therefore, we're koveya the fast of Shabbos Arba Tammuz, and Shabbos are not on Tess. What about Asir Asar B'Teves? We do it because of Melech Babel. Samach Babel Babel Yerushalayim B'Churban Bayis Rishon. We should do it to the day that they made the siege in Churban Bayis Sheni, the Chamerlan, it's more Chamer for us. So Zakt, the Lecha Mishnah, so to change a fast from the 9th to the 17th, like Tammuz, thus is Beseder. Why? Because it's the same month, like we explained. But to change it from one month to the other, that you can't do. You don't change the Divrei Kabbalah. So you have to keep it in the same month, since this the Smicha Yerushalayim, the siege of Yerushalayim by Shen is a different month, not Teves. And maybe you can't change that fast. However, Iker Divrei Hagriz, that Asara B'Teves was a Yom Kavua L'Sanos Bo, has to be understood. In the Pasuk it says Tzom Ravi, etc., B'Tzom Asiri, it mentions the various fasts. Tzom Ravi, B'Tzom Chamishi. Tzom Asiri. And it doesn't say Yom HaChodesh. There's Mashmah, there's no Kavua day. It's totally B'Chodesh. So even Tzom Asiri of Teves, it's Mashmah in the Pasuk, there's no Kavua day. Mash B'Sheinu Nikbal Yom HaYuchad El Toi Rak B'Chodesh Kamo B'Shar Taniyos. וכן מוכר מה שפוסק הרמב״ם ביוחס תניוס שגם עשור בטבס שחור בשביס נדחה לאחר השביס. Rambam holds that even עשור בטבס which is חור בשביס is נדחה. because he doesn't hold that it's dafka on that day. So the Brisker Rav is shver to say that it's only nikva on that day. Mechitesi, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The pasuk doesn't seem to hold that way. Menchas Chinuch also writes that a Sarah B'Teves doesn't have a Kavua day. Ain Shem the Menchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Shin Aleph. He writes all our bas had somos. They have no special day. Midivrei Kabbalah, and brings a raya. Sheba pasuk lo nizkar eiz a yom klal rak hachadoshim. He's another raya from the Gemara. What's the Gemara is an argument. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, when so masiri was, is that a sarah b'teves? Rashbi says chamisha b'teves. But they were right after the churban. My pligi puk chazi my yosim v'bayi sheni. Then it was Sasan v'simcha, right? The bad day was the Sasan v'simcha. It was a happy day during the bais. When did they celebrate? The answer is that alpi kabbalah, there's no alpi navi, there's no yom yuchad klal, rak chodeshim, uve'ez yom chodesh rotzim mitanim. Chemi mei Sasan v'simcha, be'ez yom shirotzim achadashim alalu osim Sasan v'simcha. Being came b'bayit sheni, haya kol makom mohe kamo shehayu rotzim. Everybody gets to choose when they make the happy day. And then it was Nechrav, and they wanted to be Kovei, a special day, specific day. It's Dal Machloikes, Suvishim, Rebbe Kiva, and Rashbi, when to make that day. HaKopan and Minchas Chinuch zokt that Gamba, Sarah B'Teves, Ein Lo Yom Kavua, Udelo Kamaran Agriz, like they call them in the yeshivas. I'm a little more on the Hasidic side, so I have my own marans, but I have no problem. Let him be my maran also, Adarab. Malach Hashem, a sraf, like the Brisker Rav. The Or Sameach, Hevi, Masha Ketav HaMabit, of Yosef Mitrani, B'Sefer Kiryat Sefer, Shebishabbat Me'et Le'et, Laila V'Yom, Asur Min HaTorah Lehitanot. It's usher to fast nighttime on Shabbos. Usher. From night through the day. Usher min haTorah. But beyond Bilvad, it's not usher min haTorah. And therefore you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, a day fast, Tainus Chalom. And it could be that because of this, Rebbe Ratzalak or Rak Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. V'lo yidzayin b'tamuz hakod moshechol gam ken b'shabbos, because tainis tishabav nitcham min haTorah shemeis leisos l'sanus min haTorah, and therefore Rebbe held once tishabav is already min haTorah aser because it's a night and day fast, so hold v'nitcha yitcha once you're ready pushing it off, push it off in gans. That's what Rebbe felt about tishabav, because it's also min haTorah to fast the whole night and the whole day. Aval shart somos that the tainis is only b'yom. The other taniyos, which men atar, you're allowed to fast. Fast! Don't push it off completely. Fast the next day. That's the svara. Continues the Or Sameach. V'nerush zeu atam abudraham. And that apparently is what the Abu Dhram meant. That if Asar B'Tavis would fall on Shabbos, they would fast. Because it says, Be'etzim Hayyim Hazeh. It's only a day fast. Tainis Yom Levad Eino Asr Dvar Torah. And therefore, they could fast on Shabbos. So it's not Nitcha B'Chlal. About Dvarav Tumui Me'ot, that in the Budraham, it's Mavur Lahedia, that Dafka Tainis is Sarah B'Tevis Deicha Shabbos, and the other Abra Tanios are not Deicha Shabbos. And the Or Sameach writes that Kol HaTaneisim Chutz Mi'et Tisha B'Av are only Noeg B'Yom and are not Derech HaShabbos. Rabbi Jerom says only Aser B'Teves. Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Aleph writes that the Yisr Tainis on Shabbos Afilu Meis Leis is only Medivrei Kabbalah. It says V'Korsel HaShabbos Onek. So according to this Minchas Chinuch, you definitely can't explain the Abu Dram like the Or Sameach, because he holds even a 24-hour fast is only Medivrei Kabbalah, and therefore you can't say that the Svar of Rebbe that he wanted to push Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos away altogether is only because it's a 25-hour fast, and that's Daraisa. When Cheschinu holds, it's not Daraisa. Kiryas Sefer Taka writes that Dasa L'Sanus Min HaTorah Lai L'Viyom, but we need a Makor She'asu L'Sanus Min HaTorah. So, B'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu, we saw some important inyanim here, and in the next shiur, we will continue B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim, we will continue to illuminate this fascinating sugya based on the Gevuras Yitzchak. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.